After invitation from John, God's word with you this morning, and Gerald read from Acts earlier, and I just want to talk to you about bridges. You know, when the state quarters came out, I don't know if you remember that time period, but they were talking about West Virginia, and they said, well, what should we put on the back of the quarter of West Virginia? And everybody had this idea of what they're going to put on, and some of them wanted to put scenic views of, like, Seneca Rocks, you know, a pretty area. That was one that they talked about. But they settled on the bridge, right? And they settled on the bridge in outside of Somersville area, right? The New River Gorge Bridge, right? How many of you have passed over that bridge, right? Good, good, yeah. And so it's like the tallest bridge, right? In West Virginia. And so Philippi knows a little bit about bridges too, right? This covered bridge. And so this morning, I'm going to get a little audience participation. Tell us something that's unique about Philippi's covered bridge that we may not know. Someone want to share anything about Philippi's covered bridge? Educate us this morning. Yep, it did burn down, right? Do you know the year? Remember the year? 89, okay, 89, yep, it did burn down, right? You just recently got it repaired, right? That took a couple years, right? Right? Maybe not 2 years, a year, about a year. Okay. It felt like 2 years, right? Did some repair work. Anything else about Philippi's covered bridge? Okay, he stood on top of his model, okay, the model bridge, to get the contract for it. Good. Yep, survived the flood, right, of 85. Yeah, yeah, it is a covered bridge on Federal Highway. There's a covered bridge that sits outside of Berwickville, if you know where that's at, but no one uses it. It just sits there. It's just like a model that they used to have. People used to have it, but it just sits there, covered bridge. Bridges are unique. I know Fairmont got a bridge, what they call the connector. And off of exit 136, right? And it's a little bridge area that overpasses some of the city of Fairmont. And it really kind of connects nothing, right? That's the joke that Marion County uses, that it connects the interstate to really nothing. Downtown area, but there's not too much there. There's also a bridge in Petersburg, my hometown. It goes to the south side, and it kind of goes to nothing in the south side, but it goes over the south branch of the Potomac River, but it really goes to nothing. Right? So when you think about bridges, when you think about bridges and their purpose that they serve, I want you to think about how we as disciples of Christ are called to be bridges as well, or build bridges, and build bridges of hope for the people. I want us to think about that this morning as we think about these words from Acts 17. Before we get started, let's pray together. God, in the quietness of these few moments, as we remember the words from Acts 17 that was read earlier, as we think about your servant, Paul, and what he shared, may he help us to connect and understand within our hearts what you want us to learn this morning. Holy Spirit, here we are, speak to us. God, here I am, use me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts together be pleasing and acceptable unto you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The book of Acts is this story. The book of Acts is a story about a story. It's a story of the people of God sharing the story of God, particularly of Jesus Christ. And so what you have in Acts is this great story from the very beginning to the very end of different people sharing the story of Jesus. Who he was, how he was born of a virgin, how he lived among the people, how he was crucified, how he was laid in a tomb, how he resurrected and walked around with the people after his resurrection. You have this great story of Jesus. And all of us know great stories. But here you have this greatest story ever told. And the people aren't keeping it to themselves. Jesus' disciples, Peter and James and John, are going out into the other cities around Jerusalem and around Galilee and Judea, and they're sharing this story. And not only are they sharing it, but someone had a transformation. This gentleman named Paul, he had this transformation, And he is now sharing the story with everyone, particularly the Gentiles. And so when we come to Acts 17, that's what we get, is Paul sharing this story to these people who have all these idols set up of all the different gods, the Greek gods and the Roman gods that they can think of. And so they're all setting up in this great big theater. And Paul gets there and he says, "Let me tell you a story about someone that you think you know, but you don't really know." And so he shares that story. And what is Paul doing? He's building a bridge. He's building a bridge. He's building a bridge that connect people. Oh, that's really loud. Sorry. Is this going to work, Megan? If it doesn't work, it's okay. Okay. He's building a bridge to connect people. Building a bridge does three things, folks. It builds a gap. It bridges a gap. It connects. And it also takes time. It bridges a gap. It connects. And it takes time. First, it bridges a gap. I want you to think about the gap that would be if there was no covered bridge, right? There's a gap, right, between one set of roads, one road, right, 119, and another road, right, Main Street in Philippi, right? There would be a gap, right? There would be no way to get across there. Sure, you could take another bridge. I realize that. But think about how inconvenient it was for a year when they were working on it, right? As a visitor to Philippi, as my wife's grandfather lives in Philippi, as we visited Philippi, she would say, "We can't go that way. The bridge is closed." She would say, "We can't go that way. The bridge is closed." There was a gap, right? Building a bridge seeks to create this lesson of a space, right? We want to decrease the space between two areas. And Paul here wants to decrease the space that the people have between what they think they know about God and what Paul wants them to know about Jesus. And so he says, "Let me tell you a story." And so he does that in verse 24. He says, "The God who made the world of heaven and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands, is not served by human hands." So he tells this story. He wants the people to know that there was this God, there is God, who loves him so much, and he created heaven and earth. And if you think about the history of God with his relationship with the people, there was a great gap that occurred in the garden, right? And so there's this great gap between God and humanity called sin. I want you to think about the church. There's this great gap between the church and the world. And sometimes the church and sometimes the world seeks to create that gap even greater. Gaps aren't any fun. But the bridge seeks to connect the gap. Second point, a bridge connects things, right? Famous line that people sometimes use in a very sarcastic way, right? They'll say, "Build a bridge and..." What's the next part of it? "Build a bridge and get over it," right? Just get over it. Whatever topic we're on, just stop talking about it, right? Build a bridge and get over it. Or build a bridge and get around it. Or sometimes a bridge even seeks to avoid something, right? Right? When the bypass was built in Philippi, I believe I was a college student, right? And the bypass purpose was what? To avoid, right? Downtown, right? One of the purposes. That was the purpose of the bypass in Philippi. I could avoid downtown and get home quicker. Sometimes, folks, our call as disciples is to connect with the world. Sometimes we want to build a bridge to avoid them. Sometimes we want to build a bridge to not to connect with them. But Paul is seeking to connect with the people of Athens. So he goes there, and he talks to them about their idols that they have set up, and he says, "Listen, let me tell you about the one true God." And he just shares his story. It's as simple as that. It really is. If we want to connect with people in the world, if we want to build a bridge of hope for people,
We just have to share a story. You share your story about who you were before Jesus, what happened when you met Jesus, and now what your life is like after you know Jesus. Your beginning, your middle, and where you are now. What hope that will bring to people. It will connect them to something. It will connect them to you. But the problem is we're not vulnerable enough to do it. The problem is we run into situations where we say, oh, someone else can do it. Let someone else build a bridge. We have the opportunity to connect with people in a real and personal way. We have the opportunity to build a bridge. Third point, building a bridge takes time, right? It takes time. I want you to think about where you've traveled this so far in West Virginia. Have you seen road construction, right? Have you seen road construction on bridges? There's a lot of bridge work being done, right? And it takes time, and it's frustrating, I will admit. It's frustrating. I'm like, aren't they done yet, right? They're never going to get finished, it seems like. When you build a bridge, it takes time. When you build a bridge of hope and love and the things of God, it's going to take time. We didn't read the last two verses, but the people, when they heard Paul's story, when he talked about God and he talked about Jesus, when he shared a story, verse 32 and 34 through 34 says this. When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, "We want to hear you again on the subject." At that, Paul left the council. A few men became followers of Paul and believed. Among them were Dionysus, and a member of the Areopagus, and also a woman named Demarius, a number of others. Some people sneered. They didn't want anything to do with Paul's story. Some people said, "We want to know more." Some people believed, right? It takes time. Not everybody, when you build a bridge of hope and love, may cross it. They may try to avoid it. They may try to go around it. When you lay down that first plank of wood that symbolizes love, when you lay down that first plank of wood that symbolizes forgiveness, they may not be willing to cross it. When you think about the bridges that maybe you've burned, when you think about the bridges that we've destroyed because we've been unwilling to forgive one another, when you think about the bridges that in your life of relationships with people where you said, you know what, I don't want to cross that bridge anymore to meet them. It may take time to heal whatever's going on within our lives. But it's important that we understand that there's a gap between us and whatever's going on the other side. As we think about coming to the table in a few short minutes, there was a great gap between God and humanity after the fall. You see, when God created the world, He set in this perfect fellowship, God and humanity, God and Adam and Eve. And they were perfect. And there was no gap. There was no, there was a connection, actually, this bridge. And they were in fellowship. But humanity burned that bridge. Adam and Eve, when they disobeyed God, they separated that connection. And the gap became great. And the gap actually got greater as more people came into the world and disobeyed God. But Jesus is the ultimate bridge builder. And the bridge comes in the shape of a cross. Because when Jesus Christ comes into the world and dies for everyone, the story that Paul shared with the people in Athens, he builds a bridge. He builds a bridge by sacrificing himself. With love, with hope, and with grace and forgiveness. And he stretches out his arms to make sure everyone's included and that there's no gap anymore. That people have a reason to connect with the cross. with this story of hope and love. That's the story that Paul shares in Athens. That's a story that we're called to share. Because there's this gap between the church and the world. And we have to find a way to connect it by sharing this story. And it will take time. But that's our calling. I share a final illustration with you. Over in the Eastern Panhandle, for the last several years, many years, they've been working on this road called Quarter H. And Quarter H is coming towards connecting in at Elkins area on Route 33. And my family is fortunate enough to have some hunting land over in Hardy County on South Branch Mountain. And so when we're over there hunting in this one particular blind that you can sit in and watch for deer and turkeys, when they built Quarter H, there's this bridge that you can see. And the bridge, it's so unique because before they built the bridge, when you looked out across the ridge, we're talking 50 miles probably across the valley and across the ridge. But the bridge goes across this valley, this hollow, and it connects two ridges because that's the direction the road took. And so they had to clear out some areas of the mountain. But when you sit down in this blind, you can see the bridge. And before, it wasn't there. I sit in this blind for many years growing up, and the bridge was never there. But now it's there, and on the quietest of days when you're in the woods, you can actually hear the traffic on the bridge. You can actually see the big trucks as well. It's something quite different that I'm trying to get used to. But they had a purpose for building the bridge. It's to connect this gap that they had. And it was never there before, the bridge wasn't. But it's new and it's different. When people hear the story of Jesus from us, it's a little new and it's a little different for them, most likely. But when they do hear it, it may take them a while to get used to it. But once they do, they'll realize that this connection that they have with Jesus will never be the same again. I'll never sit in that blind and look at the world the same again. We have the opportunity to share that story, to connect people with Jesus, because there is a gap. And folks were called to be bridge builders for the kingdom. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Paul's story and how he changed the hearts of some. How some just heard a little bit about the story but wanted to hear more. God, as we prepare to come and take part in communion, help us understand what building a bridge is all about in terms of connecting the church to the world, to lessen the gap with your love and your grace and your forgiveness. Help us to be in it for the long haul, as it may take time to reach out to a family member, to a friend, to a relative who doesn't know who you are. We have this great story to tell them. God, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for sending your son Jesus. As we prepare to come to the table, just prepare our hearts and minds to be right with you. We thank you for your son and the cross being a bridge between us and you. And we thank you that all people can cross it. Here we are, God. Continue to encourage us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.